Blog Talk Radio.
Reality show, and you're listening to Ron Rad, and we'll be starting the show in a second. Let's kick the show off with our theme song. It's Sunday night, and it's time for the Rad Reality Show. And tonight we talk Amazing Race, and it's going to be awesome. And thank you for everyone in the chat room. If you guys have a question, you guys can call in 347-237-5506.
Happy Sunday, everyone. Thank you for being here with us tonight on the Rad Reality Show. This is Sunday, November 20th, 2011. We're getting closer and closer to Turkey Day, so get those appetites ready. Start thinking about what you're going to be giving thanks for this year. My name is Cherry Garcia. I'm going to be your host, co-host tonight, along with Paul from Minnesota. How are you doing, Paul? Do you have anything to say tonight that doesn't have the hockey team, the Wild, included in it?
I think you're lucky that I don't have internet again tonight because I couldn't upload my audio of our what we're speaking about. So I'm sorry, everybody. Hi, everybody in the chat room. This drives me nuts when I can't see our Rad Reality Show family's chat. It's just hard to adjust when
Poor
I don't
Paul
have
doesn't internet. Have internet tonight, so he'll only be on the phone line with us tonight. And we also have on the phone with us the host of our show, the star of our show, the wonderful, the amazing, Louis Stravato. Thank you for joining us, Louis. How are you tonight?
Guys, hi, Jerry. Hi, Paul. What's going on?
Hey.
It's been a great weekend. It's been a great week. It was a nice birthday week. You know, me, my sister, we all got together at my parents' house, celebrated it. You know, it was a really good time. I had a good week.
Well, because it's your birthday, or we sort of weren't able to be with you on your birthday, we want to make sure that all of us at the Rad Reality Show know that we love you and adore you, and we always think of you on your birthday, and we wanted to play you just a little bit of this again to let you know that we think of you on your birthday.
Thank you.
You say it's your birthday. It's my birthday too, yeah. They say it's your birthday. We're gonna have a good time. I'm glad it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you. If we're going to a party,
So, Louis, you said you and your sister.
Yeah, well, my sister was born on the 17th. She's 3 years younger than me. And actually, my brother was there as well, and he was born on the 1st. So we're all November babies.
Wow.
Yeah. So, which means, and I, if you follow me on Facebook, and I think I mentioned it last week, my parents were really busy on Valentine's Day.
I must have been.
But I just want to...
Your sister seems like she must... She's, of course, I've never met her, but I do follow you on Facebook and have seen many of the comments she makes on your Facebook page, and she seems so sweet and so much fun. It seems like you have a very close-knit family.
Yeah, we do. We do. I love my sister to death. I mean, she's like, you know, not only my sister, one of my best friends in life. So
You should have her join us some night.
I will do that.
We'd love to have her come on and join us one night.
She could talk about her cardio kickboxing she's doing now and stuff.
We'd love to have her come on.
I'm gonna tell her.
That would be fun.
I wanna thank everybody for all the birthday wishes. Oh my, it was overwhelming. It was humbling. And thank you. I can't say thank you enough.
Well, you are so loved by so many, Louis, and you have given back so much to not only your community, but to so many other communities. I mean, you're going to Vegas to do a run in just a few weeks. I know you've done tons of different charities, you know, all over the state, and you just don't quit giving back. You're just one of those giving people that have always, since you came off of The Amazing Race, you've never stopped giving back, and I just love that about you.
Oh, thank you.
I guess it was just
good
upbringing. Admirable.
Good upbringing. Well, by parents.
Well, it's whether it was instilled in you by your parents or it's just natural in your heart, you certainly have a big heart, and lots of people adore you for it. So,
thank you. Paul, are you there?
Whoops. I muted my phone and forgot to unmute it. Yeah, I'm here. I echo everything that Sherry just said, and we also discovered that Michelle from the Bronx shares her birthday with you as well.
Nice. She was on the 15th, or she's in my month?
15th.
On the 15th.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. She calling in tonight?
I don't know. She called in Thursday and helped us out on the Survivor show.
Yeah.
And we did a little happy birthday then. So anyway, I wish the NFL would incorporate the same kind of game that The Amazing Race plays.
You know, it's funny.
Where they weigh all the leads and we start over on the next quarter or something, because the Vikings lost again today. It's just frustrating.
That sucks. But how about them Cowboys?
Them boys.
They have 3-0 last three games. They won three games straight. Their record should be like almost perfect this year. But some of the games, they just screwed up bad.
Well,
I'm just afraid. I'm afraid of the Packers. They're just such a bad team. They're just so freaking good. It's crazy, you know. And they look
Aaron
so
Rodgers,
tough.
He's just untouchable this year. But supposedly, statistically wise, their defense is crap. But it hasn't affected them yet.
Right. So,
It's a really tough season for the Vikings. I don't even like talking about it. It's painful.
One of my son's doctor is a Washington fan, and so I can't wait to see him on Wednesday. Washington is so bad this year. He's so upset, you know.
You know, it's all relative. I could say, well, you're not as bad as the Vikings, but that doesn't make you feel any better. I understand. So you say Wednesday? Is that the day that you celebrate, or?
No, we actually celebrated it on Friday night. Friday
no,
evening.
I mean, I'm sorry. I mean Thanksgiving.
Oh no, Thanksgiving on Thursday, like everybody else.
Oh, but you see him on Wednesday.
Who are we talking about? Oh, the doctor. Yes. Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Put me right off on that. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, the doctor we see on Wednesday, so I'm going to torture him a little bit, you know? So, but in all good fun.
do football, so. We have the Rams. They're terrible. So, even if I did follow football, I probably wouldn't be talking about it. The Rams are just awful.
What did you think of tonight's episode? I thought it was pretty good.
It was great.
Yeah. I'm kind of jealous.
Well, that's true. I cannot get over this. I mean, I'm sitting here watching. Okay, so-and-so has this much lead. Okay, they're ahead. Okay, so-and-so is ahead there, and all of a sudden, everybody's tied up again. You know, it's just... Ugh.
I know you hate that. I know, but... Well, you heard Cindy make the remark. We were 4 hours ahead, now we're all caught up, you know.
Yeah.
And I lost my ticket. So, I mean,
wow, I know.
We'll talk about that, but I mean, it's crazy.
But no, overall, I thought it was pretty cool. I think it is probably always a lot of fun when you get your own car, I would imagine.
Yeah.
And you are driving. I mean, I don't know how many hours of driving that was, but, you know, it's not all strategy, and it's kind of, you can almost, I mean, I love taking long road trips, so I'm thinking that it must be somewhat relaxing when you're able to drive. Is that true?
Well, Mike was a control freak, right? And he had to drive every time we got in the car, which I'm like, fine. Because he's so tall anyways, it would have been uncomfortable for him in the back. So, but there was times, like I think it was in France, and we had to leave early in the morning, and now, we had to go somewhere that almost took an hour to get to by car, and I was falling, I was nodding in the back seat, falling asleep. I mean, yeah, because, you know, your body just doesn't catch up. And,
right.
But for the most part, it was pretty cool doing it by car. You're not with a taxi. You're seeing beautiful countryside or beautiful areas, you know. But on the other hand, you're just a nervous wreck about not going in the right direction either. So, I mean, obviously the show can't show you how many hours people have been in the cars driving and stuff, but it's hours sometimes, you know.
I bet.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking about, that, you know, that we only see them, you know, starting the drive and arriving, but it would be nice sometimes to kind of get a taste of what you're seeing on those longer drives and whether you are seeing, you know, interesting countryside. And I think depending on where the car takes you, as far as through towns, I'd almost be tempted to become a tourist. You know, it's like, oh, you know, I wish we could stop and look at this a little longer instead of just drive by it.
You know, when we were in Germany, we were right before Christmas and it was beautiful there. It was like everything was lit up, you know, and it was beautiful. The part of Germany. We went to. It was gorgeous. So, but I mean, and like you said, to be able to view stuff and go, you just can't do it unless you have a special instance like we did in Argentina where we went on a nature walk. But other than that,
yeah,
you didn't get any of that. None of it, you know.
Now,
so,
are most of these long drives where you're driving short enough that you don't have to refill the gas tank? I mean,
we've seen episodes in the past where people have had to stop for gas, but we never ran into that situation, thank God.
Because
so,
I would think, you know, we're used in the U.S. to knowing there's going to be a gas station pretty much at this exit or here or whatever. You know, I would start to panic if I saw the gas tank getting low and not know where the next gas station is, you know?
No, I agree. It would be nerving, absolutely. But it's part of the race. And like I said, it's happened in the past where people have ran out of gas or they're running low on gas and they got to stop for gas. It just didn't happen on our season, thankfully. But, I mean, it happens. So,
and sometimes the other teams will help you out, and sometimes they drive right by and go, oh, look at that team. They're sitting there out of gas, you know. And they don't. They just drive right on by and leave you stranded and... You know, that's all part of the game.
I agree with that. Granted, I was brought up right, you know, but they're my competitors. I'm competing against you for $1 million.
That's right.
Why do I want to stop and help you?
Catch up with me.
Unless it was threatening or something like that, you know. It's just not, you know, it's the game.
Right.
It's a game. People lose that. Like, they, like, you know, yeah, you make a camaraderie with the other teams. You do at times. But they forget that it's a game for $1 million, you know? And it's just like, what part of that don't you understand?
Yeah, and I think they start to realize it more so once it gets down to like it is now where there's only five teams competing. Early on when there's so many teams competing, I think they do help each other a little more. But now when there's fewer teams, I don't think there's quite as much of that because they can see the light at the end of the tunnel. And
yeah.
I don't think there's quite as much of that helping going on.
I was thinking the same thing, Cherry. I agree. I think, you better not do anything that might put you behind somebody.
Before we get going, I just want to give a few shout-outs to Chi-Town Joe, Seymour Green, Jen Frog, Lola, Mr. No Pants in the House, Puff Puff. Thanks for joining us tonight. Good to see you in the chat room.
Mr. No Pants.
Yeah, we have Mr. No Pants in the house.
I'm so pissed off that I'm not able to see that because I was waiting for a chance to play that clip that I made. But I don't know. Maybe he has to call in for us to play that. I don't know. I have, by the way, people, those that are listening, been... And this was yesterday. I was on the internet. Everything was fine. So, you know, last Thursday when I had trouble for a while, it's not like I've put this off and that I've been without it since Thursday. I've had internet pretty steadily. Anyway, I was doing a lot of searching for some possible little songs or clips for each of our chatters. Kind of their theme song type of thing. You know, Louie Boom Boom Ben came up with the Louie Louie. And so I have found some musical clips that I'm going to assign to certain chatters. And I might say that I'm not going to play them until they actually call in.
See, that's what I'm going to try to entice them to call in. So, anyway, welcome everybody in the chat room, and I wish I was there with you.
Are you able to play the clip if Mr. No Pants calls in?
Jerry, I can direct you how to find it.
Okay.
No, I mean, if it's a big deal, don't go crazy. I just thought.
Oh, on the new studio switchboard that we've had for, you know, a number of months now, you can click on search at the top.
Right, but I need the word search.
All you have to do is type in MRNO for Mr. No, and there's two possibilities there, I think, if I recall correctly.
I met Mr. No Pants in Vegas. He's a nice guy. Really
yeah.
good guy. He came up to me. He goes, "I'm Mr. No Pants." He goes, "No, he told me his real first name, which I can't. I'm drawing a blank." But
I know what it is. But he also is one that leaves that to a lot of people's, you know, leaves it as a mystery, I guess.
Okay. But he said to me, he goes, "But you may know me as Mr. No Pants."
What a way to introduce yourself, right?
Yeah.
Were you successful, Cherry? Did that work or not?
I'm trying.
Okay. So anyway, I found. Let's see, whose did I find? I found one for.
Okay, I've got it.
Okay, now there's. Is there two of them there? Yeah, I think there are two. One includes
right,
Ron
two.
And the other doesn't. So
right.
I should have gotten rid of the one that used the one with Ron in there. So.
Okay.
Well, he put up on the chat board, his name is Dave. So.
Yeah, okay. All right, let us know. We have to stop talking when you're ready to play it.
Well, are we going to make him call in and
yeah,
say hi to us
in.
Before we play it?
Well, yeah, we ought to stick by the rules, right?
He has to at least call in and say hi to us before we play his clip.
I found one that I think is going to work out for Dina, for Anne Marie, for Joe. I can't believe the one I found for Joe. I have to edit all these now. What I do is I do a search, I find some stuff, or songs, and then I do another search, you know, for better quality sound and all this type of thing. And once I've gathered them all, then I start the editing process. And
I'm sorry, I'm laughing over you, Paul, but Dave's like, go ahead. He's like, play it, go ahead, play it. I'm unavailable. Have your people contact my people.
Yeah, thanks for that. You guys have to help me out and read the chat when those
yeah.
kind of things. I appreciate that, Louis.
Problem, brother. Now, you know what? Let's play it because, I mean, he is on the board. At least he's on the chat board, you know?
Okay, we'll go ahead and play it. But this is the one time, and then after this, Mr. No Pants, you're going to have to call in or we won't play it ever again. It'll just sit here silently.
Mr. No Pants, welcome to the show.
Buy me some pants.
Okay. So for those that didn't recognize it, that don't watch David Letterman, when Letterman's show ends, they go to that logo of, you already told me, I've drawn a blank again, Cherry. What is the company? Letterman's company?
Oh, no, it's Worldwide Pants.
Worldwide Pants. And each night when they close, that logo comes up, and the announcer says a variety of things. And one night I was listening, and the logo comes up, and they said that. I said, "Oh, I gotta grab that one."
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. So,
yeah,
are we getting any?
That's Mr. No Pants' clip from now on with Ron on there, and saying than Letterman's Worldwide Pants saying, buy me some pants. I love it.
Hey, Puck.
How about him? Is he saying anything?
No, now he's like, he just put Worldwide Pants.
He said, love it.
Okay.
That's
going to
be a new slogan.
Too.
WP.
Thanks, Dave.
Hey,
and everyone else loves it too, Paul.
Okay. It's a pretty short one, but it seemed so perfect when I heard it that I had to do that.
I got to ask, Puff just posted, I'm always asleep by the end of the show. What, do we bore her? What's up with
now,
that?
No, she's talking about Letterman's show. By the end of
Letterman's
show, I think, is what she's talking about.
My bad. I had another senior moment. My bad. Go ahead.
Thanks, Jerry.
I think that's what you're talking about, Puff, right?
I'm sure it is. She's pretty much always one of the last people to leave the chat, so I don't think it's for us, I'm hoping. We had, you remember, Louie, Jess B.B. Love, our young friend from Boston that calls in sometimes?
Yep.
And there is a new sitcom this year. It's called The New Girl, with Zooey Deschanel is the actress, and it was just perfect for Jess, because the character on the show's name is Jess, and it's something like, who's that girl? Who's that girl? It's Jess. And
yeah,
so we played that one for her. So I'm going to try to come up. Some people will be easier than others, but there's some that I'm coming up with that haven't called in, so I'm really going to, once I get it, I'm going to really work it to see if we can get them to call in. So, I mean, Anne Marie calls in, Chi-Town Joe calls in a lot. I'm working on one for Seymour, putting the pressure on you, bud. I think I'm coming up with one for Panther. Actually, I found one for Dina, a North Carolina beach girl, who calls in. Lola. Lola's probably not in there.
Yes,
and
she is. Lola is in there.
Probably pretty easy to guess what I'm coming up with for Puff. But
Jen Frog says that it's going to be easy to find one for her, that you just have to find a frog.
I actually was working on that, and I'm not as happy as I thought I was going to be, or I didn't come up with ones that I really wanted for her, but that one, I actually even found one for, there's a song about fortune tellers, so I found one, and I'm going to hopefully have that. I know fortune teller won't be able to call in to, you know, keep the mystery up. But anyway.
Well, we need to move on to
the show,
The Amazing Race. But, Paul, thank you so much. I just love these clips. And I know that everyone in the chat room does too. And I think it's so nice to be able to personalize and have a clip for our regular people, our Rad Reality family that we have.
Yes, and that's what I'm going to name them in the clip, the Rad Reality Show family theme songs or something like that. And there was a clip that I had all ready for you tonight, Cherry, that you would not have loved me for. So
I'm sure.
Oh, boy.
The wild win in a shootout. Before we go on, I didn't ask, did you actually watch the game down in St. Louis?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. All right, let's move on. I don't want to be rubbing it in your face.
Oh, man.
Louis,
so
let her rip.
Lola wants to know, do we have one for you, Cherry? I don't think I don't know if I want him to make one for me, Lola. I'm on here all the time. I don't need one.
I'm sure there's one. There's got to be one for.
You're
working on that, Paul.
Yeah, I actually thought about that, Cherry, too. But I'm going to focus more on the other people before I turn it
to coming up with something for you.
Right.
Okay.
I agree.
Anyways, what did you, all right, we loved tonight's episode. I'll tell you, the not getting into it, but the teacup ride, I would have been puking. I would have been throwing up all over the place because I hate that spinning around ride type shit. And then they did the bodybuilding competition. I was like, oh my God, I would have been so freaking cool. Yeah.
Back to the throwing up, I was kind of disappointed, and I felt weird that I felt this way that nobody actually did.
You're mean, Paul.
No.
let me go back to my season, all right? When they showed Brent and Katie, the models, right? Brent throwing up after drinking the beer.
Oh.
You remember that? If you saw it, he had to drink a big boot of beer in Germany.
That was a lot of beer.
And he didn't drink it right, and he ended up spilling. He ended up throwing up, and he had to go back in and do it again. But
Remind me of the order. Was that before or after the kraut? Or
that
the
was
food?
Kraut. It was after the kraut.
Oh, God.
Jet, the dark-haired cowboy, he also threw up, but they never showed it. So my point why I'm telling you this is somebody might have thrown up tonight, on that ride, but they just didn't show it.
Oh.
That's a possibility.
They don't always let us see everything.
Yeah.
So. You know, it was funny. I can't remember who it was, but somebody was getting sick, and I don't know if it was Sandy or something, and Jeremy said, you know, don't do it in the middle, not on the little table. Do it in the sides or whatever.
Andy and Tommy were telling that to, I think it might have been Jeremy and Sandy.
Yeah, I think they were together on the ride. Yeah. Anyway, so.
But I think that's who it was. Too. But I mean. I don't know. I would have threw up.
It was funny,
difficult.
Too. At first,
I mean, not being able to put the thing together unless you're spinning. And then they showed Jeremy and Sandy, one of their pieces flew out when it stopped, and they didn't realize it. And then when it started spinning again, they started trying to put the puzzle together again. And they finally realized that they were missing a piece, and they had to go ask for a complete new kit.
Right.
And
right.
Start all over again because they were missing a piece, and they didn't realize that a piece of theirs.
I was going to talk about that later, too. I
had flown out.
Yeah, I got a question about that, too, but it seemed like it was like the second thing. Anyway, so Ernie and Cindy get to leave first, which, as we find out, didn't matter one freaking bit. I'm still pissed.
Go ahead, Louie.
All right. We started out in Copenhagen again. All right. We stayed in Copenhagen. We're not going anywhere. We're staying in Denmark. They had to find the Hans Christian Andersen statue. And on that statue was his saying, right, Sherry? I would say it's his saying.
Yes, it was a saying by him.
Yeah, saying by him. They had to memorize it without writing it down. So it was a roadblock. So they had to learn the poem, and then they had to ride a bike that had a map in the spokes into a theater. And then they had to repeat the poem to a theater master. So I'll tell you that's not easy in itself, just, memorizing that whole thing. I mean, unless you're good at it and with word, association and stuff like that.
All right, Louie, I need to ask a question as a racer. I did not hear this, but did they know before one of the team members took on the memory thing? Did they know it was a memory thing before they committed to doing it, or do they commit and then find out?
You know, I don't know, like, on some seasons, they show, like, when it's a roadblock, who wants to do it, and they give, like, a little hint, and then that person takes it, then that person reads what's going on. But like, lately, I've been seeing them, they're ripping them open, and oh, then reading it, and then they're like, oh, I'll do it, you know?
Yeah, that's what I was curious.
Yeah, it goes both ways. Hey, let me just say one thing. There were a lot of guests for a little bit. It was like almost 16 guests, like unknown guests listening. But they dwindled down all of a sudden. But anyways, I wanted to just say hi to them. all right, so they had to learn. Now, I was kind of Kathy froze. I mean, she messed up, you know. And then it was Tom. Was it Tommy or Andy who did it?
Andy. No.
Andy.
Yeah.
I mean, Andy did it, and he stood there. I mean, you got to read the damn clues, you know.
Yeah, the clues said you had to perform and recite the poem in front of the drama critic.
And then what's your, who else did the same thing? Sandy did the same thing, right?
Right, Sandy.
Yeah, they both went up there, stood like statues, and they're like, oh, what did I do wrong? You know, like, pay attention to the rules. That's all.
What?
I
agree, but the very first people that arrived, I thought it was so hilarious for poor Cindy. When the tour bus stopped and she couldn't. They were taking pictures and blocking the quote.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was like, yeah. Just...
A whole tour bus emptied out right in front of her.
Oh. But anyways, so once they completed this task, they got their next clue, and it was a route info, and they had to go to Legoland. So... Once they got to Legoland, the next clue read, you have to ride a teacup and, you know, and put this puzzle together to learn your next clue. So, like we were talking earlier, you all got on this thing, you got on this spinning thing, flying around, you know, in circles with these little Lego pieces. You had to put this puzzle together, and it was like, you know, pieces falling, you know. And then, like you said, like Jeremy and Sandy, they had one piece just fell right off and fell on the ground, you know, off the ride itself. So you had to have all your pieces. So they had to stop, get off, and get another puzzle and do it over again. But at least they had a little heads up on what it was going to look like, so it must have got done quicker, I would assume.
Louis, again, this wasn't addressed, and this always pops in my mind. The cameraman, three times, shows that one little piece on the ground. Are they not allowed to get out of that teacup and search for that one piece?
No. I mean, number one, the ride's going. So what amusement park do you go to where, you know, a ride is going and you just jump? You can't be done, right?
Well, at some point, they saw that there was a piece missing, and
right,
they said we got to get out and get a new set.
Right.
I would have gotten out and tried to find the piece, and then gotten back in the. I don't know. It's just.
I don't know. I, that's a good question, but I mean, but what like you watched when the ride stopped for new riders to get on, they had to stop and put their hands in the air until the ride started again.
I didn't catch that right away, and I kept watching Imani and Marcus raising their hands. I'm getting sick, I'm getting sick. He says, raise your hands. I thought, raising your hands is supposed to help you not get nauseated. And finally I figured out, they have to raise their hands.
But that's what he was doing at first, too. I
okay.
agree.
I thought, never heard of that one before.
You never heard of that? Put your hands in the air if you're gagging and coughing?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It works.
I will file
so when
that.
When they put the clue together, it read Hamburg HBF, which was the train station in Germany. So the route info went, the route info was they had a ride on a train for 305 miles to Belgium. When purchasing the tickets, Ernie and Sydney dropped theirs, and they got on the train anyways, like you can anywhere else, but you need your tickets. They got on the train, and they talked to the conductor. The conductor allowed them to stay on and didn't question it. And then they get on the second train, still with no tickets, and it's still, they're a nervous wreck. Because they thought they were going to get, you know, be busted or whatever. They still don't have a ticket, and but nobody came up to them on the second train. So they got really, like Cindy said, they got really lucky, and, you know, like it didn't even happen. So
I gotta
I'm sure there was a lot of stress on them, though.
I got to again ask you inside info. They had a camera shot of those tickets lying on the train station floor. Is the cameraman, somebody must have noticed it and gotten the cameraman to go back and take a shot of it or something along those lines. I mean, what is that dynamic? Is a cameraman normally kind of trailing behind you when you're walking through those depots or areas?
Yeah, they're either behind you or it's in front of you. You know, trying to get the front shot or get the back shot of you running. So, I mean, did that cameraman for them get that shot? I don't know. You know, I mean, maybe he did, you know, because those guys are trained to, you know, to see things out of the unusual, you know, the money shot, you know.
Right.
But, so I don't know. I don't know. And then I wonder, did they get somebody from production pick up the tickets and bring it onto the train and say, look, these people are all set, you know? You know, that could have happened too. You know.
Yeah. Or the thing that I thought about, you know, where they tried to say, "Hey, we're in a computer world. There must, you know, you ought to be able to get on a computer and see that we did purchase these tickets."
True.
And the lady on the first train said, "Do you have a receipt?" And they said, "No." And that threw up a flag for me as well. I mean, I would think you gather things like that during the race, receipts and stuff like that, don't you?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, here's the other thing you that you love, the part about the show that you love, everybody caught up. So everybody was on the train. And when they got to their destination, it turned out to be a bodybuilding competition. And you got to put that tanning spray stuff on, and that stuff stains your skin. So I'm sure they had it on them for a few days. It doesn't wash off that easily. Once they put the tanning stuff, the Doc Tanning spray on, they had to find one of a bodybuilding professional, and he trained them to do posing for, you know, this competition. They had to do, they had to earn at least 12 points, being three judges. So
they had 12 poses they had to do too, right?
Correct. They had to do 12 poses.
That's a lot.
It is a lot. It is a lot to remember and to do it, you know? So obviously there's not enough time in an hour to show how long it took them to actually get it down. But all I know is, man, I would have looked good in that Speedo. anyways.
Well, I mean, you look at Marcus, and, I mean, I think, first of all, I think Imani was really great at helping him learn. I mean, she was using
associations.
You're going up an escalator, and you're way. I thought that was so good for her. You know, she obviously incorporated a memory device for him. But I mean, he was already so built that he could pose, you know, crappy, and he probably would have gotten
the points, but he looked good. But don't you think, too, it's kind of a crapshoot? Okay, we pick a professional to help us with the poses. Some people are better teachers than others. I'm just wondering if that's also a variable that comes into play.
That's a possibility. Because you're going up and you're picking somebody. You don't know how good of a teacher they are or not, and you're taking that chance.
Yeah.
It's like getting in a taxi cab on the Amazing Race. It's rolling the dice, praying you get the best taxi cab driver in the world. So.
And he's maintained his vehicle, you know, mechanically.
Yes.
That one challenge, almost, and I guess in essence still could take out one of the two strongest teams running in who has been running in the top two positions throughout the race, which would be Andy and Tommy and Bill and Kathy.
Yep.
Because of that one challenge being something that certainly wasn't of their forte. It's something they could do and they tried to do, but it just, they aren't built for it. They weren't, you know, they just didn't look good up there. And so, you know, the points weren't flowing their way. I forget how many times now, let's see if I have it written down. Andy and Tommy scored a 4 the first time, a 5 the second time. Bill and Kathy,
they
got three points the first time. It was really, really bad for those two teams. And then for one of the teams that has been somewhat bouncing back and forth between a strong team and lagging behind, which I love them to death, but Armani and Marcus has been sort of bouncing back and forth between being up at the top and falling behind. They came out wonderfully on that challenge because they had that wonderful physique, and that challenge just played right into them, you know?
Yes.
And it just put them right up there. You know, they were able to go out there and knock that challenge out, you know? So sometimes you get this far in the race and there comes a challenge that is just meant for you.
Right.
And that's what happened this week, is a challenge that just played right into Marcus and Armani came along and sort of catapulted them ahead. And it's great to see sometimes somebody who's been working so hard, you know, finally get that break. Yeah.
You know, I know they know they're being filmed and this will be, you know, watched by millions of people, but when they're standing in that little theater and being judged, to not only have the judges, but have a crowd of people, you know, I don't know, maybe 25 people sitting in chairs cheering. I mean, I felt sorry for them.
They do that on purpose, that's for sure.
Yeah.
There's no question about that. I feel bad. Not that I feel bad. Andy and Tommy, they look like two bean poles with Band-Aids on. but they were hilarious, though. I mean, but those judges are tough.
I thought so too.
Those judges weren't messing around. I'm like, oh
no.
My God. What's that, Paul?
No, I was thinking the same thing, too. They weren't cutting anybody a break. I was thinking, okay, they're going to look up there and see this older couple of Bill and Kathy, and they're trying their best, and they would cut them some slack. Hell no. They just flat out said, you stink. You know? And
yeah. Hey, they tell them, too. You know? They tell them where to straighten it out. You know, you either listen or you don't.
The other thing is, I don't know. It seems to me that it would have been better to have more stages, more sets of judges or something like that because, okay, you score too low, you go off, you go to your instructor and you try to polish it up and you're ready to go and now you have to wait for the other people up there. I mean, it's just like, oh, I'm ready to go, but I got to wait. I don't know. That's kind of minor, I guess, but I was thinking about those people as well. Like, okay, I've got it. Let's go. And no, you got to wait. But,
you got to wait.
That was a lot tougher than I initially thought it was going to be. Those judges were tough.
Yeah, yeah. But I would have loved that. I would have blew right through that. That looked like
How would Mike have done though? You could have blown through it, but
you're right. You got to do it as a team. So he has no rhythm. So.
Everyone would have been paying attention to your physique.
I don't know if you recall him doing the drums in Singapore, where we had this 6-year-old kid teaching us this drum thing, and I got it down, and he didn't. And I'm like, come on, Mike, come on. And he goes, I got no rhythm. Anyway,
yeah.
So after the bodybuilding competition, the next crew read, to go to Park Elizabeth, make your way to the gazebo, and that's the next pit stop. So, myself, like everybody else watching, all of a sudden you see Amani and Marcus run up, and they got team number one. I'm very happy for them. And they won a trip from Travelocity to Panama for two.
Right.
Then, all of a sudden, the amazing race throws on the screen, to be continued. Before that, Phil tells them that the race is still on.
The next leg of the race starts right now.
But the next leg started right there and then. And
well, and we had, of course, Amani and Marcus, having done the bodybuilding thing and finishing. And then there was, who else was in the car? Was it Ernie and Cindy that were also had finished, were in the car? And then we really don't know the rest of the group. I mean, when we hit the end there, there was people that had to pass their bodybuilding thing, correct?
Right. No,
wait, there's no other results given.
Yeah.
Jeremy and Sandy did the best, right? Didn't they do the best? Or was it Ernie and Cindy? Cindy.
Jeremy and Sandy got 13 points.
Right, yeah. One guy gave up. Yeah, they did. They did really well. So they're on their way to the pit stop. Andy and Tommy are still there. Bill and Kathy are still there. Ernie and Sydney. Cindy, I'm drawing a blank.
I am too.
I think they did it. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think they got out, but They were given 12 points.
Right. So those are the people still left behind. I don't think
Cindy scored 12 points and were out second. That's what I have on my notes.
I just don't think anybody gets eliminated.
No.
Beginning of next week. Everybody continues on to the next leg of the race.
I was going to say that as well, because when they said next week on Amazing Race, and they showed, I can't remember the couple that were standing in front of Phil, but he says the words, you're still in the race. And isn't that kind of his standard thing of this is a non-elimination leg, you're still in the race?
Well, last year they did that at the beginning of the season. The very first show they did. And then at the end of the show, same exact like today, and continued. And everybody who came in, even though you came in last, you're like, your heart's in your mouth. But I'm pretty sure Phil's going to be going, oh, for sake of the story, Andy and Tommy, you're team number five. You're the last team to arrive. And I'm sure it'll be like, oh, they play that up. And then all of a sudden, Phil goes, but I got some good news for you. the race is still is, you know, is continued right now, and they give Nick's ticket. That's what I think is going to happen.
I do too, and they actually showed some clips of several of the competitions and several of the teams, you know, and I was, at first I was going to say, okay, who didn't we not see? They could be, but I think you're right. I think it's going to be a non-elimination.
So.
I would love to be in one of the challenges next week. Racing the Mustangs. Oh, my goodness. What fun would that be?
That looked really cool.
I know.
And what was the other thing they're doing next week, too?
They showed the rafts that looked like 50-gallon oil drums or some sort of...
they had to build a raft.
50-gallon drums with sticks that they had to make rafts out of.
Yeah.
And that didn't look like quite so much fun.
No.
But racing the Mustangs, the Ford Mustangs on a track, that looked like a lot of fun.
God, yeah. That looked like insane. I would love to do that. Oh, my God.
Me too. They showed one of them, like, doing burnouts, you know, and spinning the car around. I was like, oh, my gosh, stop it. I want to do that.
It'll be interesting to see if they know ahead of time and can pick the driver, because you certainly want to pick somebody that is a good driver.
Yeah, who's not afraid to get out there and put the pedal to the metal. And
exactly. Hey, Paul, Kim, what was it? How you saying it? Kim Crusher Coghill?
Kim Coghill.
Yeah.
Hey, Kim.
He's saying hi.
Hi, Kim. Good to see you. Miss you. Hope all is well.
And our girl Jess is now in the room.
Who's
and
that?
Jody has joined us.
Who's that girl? It's
everybody
Jess.
Listening.
I guess I could play her clip. It's very, very, very short, so I'll go ahead and do that real quick.
Okay.
Who's that girl? Who's that girl? It's Jess.
That's what got really, that one is what really got me on a roll. The Mr. No Pants, buy me some pants, and who's that girl? So I got to come up with stuff for other people now, too. But I enjoyed doing that.
So what are you doing for Thanksgiving, Louie?
I am going to my parents' house for Thanksgiving. And then I'll be over at my girlfriend's house for breakfast. No, I'll be at my girlfriend's house late for dessert and stuff like that, you know. You got to, you know, share my love everywhere. But that's pretty
right.
Much what I'm doing. Nothing event. I actually have to work the morning shift this year.
Double time.
My first time I'm working a holiday in years. So it's, you know, that kind of sucks, but whatever. You know?
Is it a full 8 hours?
No. They give us like a half day. You get to choose. Senior guys get to choose who wants to work 7-Eleven. The other group 11-3. So, obviously, I'm going to pick 7-Eleven. Get in and out of there. You know.
Yeah.
But anyways, what are you guys doing for Thanksgiving?
I'm cooking. My husband and I pretty much stay home that day. That's our holiday that we stay home and spend that holiday together. And we pretty much, like, stay in our jammies. I cook like I'm cooking for an army. And we just take it easy and eat a lot of traditional Thanksgiving food. I cook a huge turkey and dressing, homemade dressing, and all the traditional fixings. Like, I'm cooking for a ton of people, and it's just he and I, and we have a big dinner, and we just have a very, very relaxing day that day. And then we're going to do a show here on the Rad Reality Show that night for people who would like to join us and remember Ron. And so we'll be on the air at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central to give thanks and remember Ron. And that'll be my Thanksgiving.
Sweet, sweet.
My plans have changed since I was last on the air. And I am no longer going driving down to southern Minnesota. My nephew's wife wants her house to be immaculate, and after I had talked to them originally and said that we wouldn't be coming down Thanksgiving, they started doing some projects around the house and just no way that they could get done in time. So I am back to going over to my parents' assisted living facility and got reservations in their dining room for their Thanksgiving meal, and it'll be around noon, 1 o'clock. Hang out there for a bit, and I'll be home in plenty of time for the show. So, Cherry, and hopefully the internet, I will get that fixed. I will make a call to my cable company tomorrow if this doesn't get fixed. So,
okay, we have somebody on the switchboard who would like to come up and say hello. Hi, Jess. You're live on the Rad Reality Show with Luis Gervato from Amazing Race.
Hello. Okay, so my voice is really bad. Can you hear it?
I can hear you loud and clear, hon.
I'm just getting over being sick. I've been sick for a week now, but it's going down. But I just wanted to call in. You guys can all hear my sexy voice. I have to go into work and sound like this, and my voice goes in and out. So I'll be like ringing in a customer, and I'll be like, "Is that debit or credit?" And my voice will go out. I go, "Oh, debit or credit."
Well, I could immediately hear it in your voice, but I'm glad to hear that you're on the good side of your sickness, just in time for Thanksgiving.
Yes, I always get sick for a holiday. And my birthday. Not fair.
What's the deal?
That's not good.
No. My immune system's terrible, too, so.
Well, extra careful, but you're still going into work, though?
Yeah, I took 2 days off, but I'm back in there. I'm living there this week. So if you guys...
Are they open Thanksgiving?
No.
Okay.
No. That's why I'm living there for the next 5 days or 3 days. Oh, I hate that place sometimes. But
well,
hey, if you guys live near me, you come
I'm
visit.
Glad you like my little tune for you.
I love it.
And I'm happy to hear that you're one that watches that show. I really enjoy that.
I love New Girl so much. I look forward to that.
That turkey one was fun.
Yeah, it was.
Jess, Jen Fung in the chat room is saying, Simba call, Jess, it works. Immune system stuff. Fights colds.
Thanks, Jen. I'll have to try that out. Even I get immune to stuff really quickly, so I have to be careful.
Switch it up.
Yeah. I have like 4 different allergy medicines that I have to take.
My
oh,
goodness.
Man.
Well, because I get immune within a week of taking them sometimes, so I have to circulate.
Oh.
That and sleeping meds.
It's about that time, and I just want to thank everybody for listening this evening. The hour went by quick, and at one point there were a lot of callers listening, or a lot of people listening on the chat board. So hopefully they'll come back someday. But everybody, Chi-Town Joe, Seymour Green, Jen Fogg, Jess BB, love you, baby. Jody, Kim, Lola, Mr. No Pants, Puff Puff, and yours truly, along with Cherry Garcia and Paul from Minnesota. I love all of you guys. Happy Thanksgiving, and until next week.
You too.
Thanks
so much, Louie.
Thank you, Louie. I hope you have a very wonderful and blessed Thanksgiving. We enjoy having you so much.
Thank you, honey. Thank you. You always got the kind words. I love you so much. You're so awesome.
Oh, thank you, Louie. I just love you to death, and you just make my heart smile.
Thank you.
So well, you take care,
babe. Have a blessed evening and have a blessed Thanksgiving. Take care, everybody.
All right. Thank you. You too, Louie.
Bye-bye, Louie.
We also want to mention, don't let anyone forget, Toys for Tots is coming up.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm so excited.
And so you're going to be there, Jess.
I am. My room
Yay,
is
Yay, I'm going to get to meet you.
Oh, my God, are you going?
Yes.
Are you serious?
I am.
Oh, my God, send me your number.
I will.
So fun. Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
Chi-Town Joe is flying with her.
Oh, shut up.
Yep. Chi-Town
oh
Joe.
God.
When I transfer, I couldn't get a direct flight, so when I transfer in Chicago, it will be myself, Chi-Town Joe, Cowboy, and Lane on the same plane. Can
oh,
you
so you're
imagine?
On Thursday?
Yes.
Are you staying in the hotel with us?
Yes.
Oh, my God. We're going to have so many parties.
Pajama jam.
Yeah, that's what we did last year, so why not?
Are you getting up there,
Jess? Pajama jam time.
I will be going up there Friday afternoon. I have to be there probably by 3 to set up and stuff and get my badge, so, or my little thing.
How are you getting up there, though?
My mom.
Okay.
Or, depends, because my friend from Connecticut's coming up, too, but I don't know what time she's coming, so I have to wait. But I'm assuming I'll be up there by, like, 1 in my hotel room. Yeah, this is exciting.
Yeah, I can't wait. I finally get to meet you.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. It's like my birthday.
And
I'm so looking forward to it.
Did Anne-Marie commit yet or no?
No, I don't know. I don't really talk to her anymore, so I don't know.
We have somebody else that wants to come up and talk now. Mr. Chi-Town Joe, you're live on the Rad Reality Show.
Joe,
hey.
I'm going to meet you too. Oh,
you
my God.
Are.
My life is like complete.
It's going to be fun.
I'm so excited.
And we're going to be on camera too, I guess.
Yeah, there will be a laptop station, and I think mine's going to be one of them. And there's a tiny chat that people can go in and they watch us. And you can
Uh-oh.
Talk to them too. Like last year, there was 2 laptops and people would just go up to it and talk to it. So.
Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah, my laptop.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
I'm lonely without being in the chat room.
I know. Everybody said hi to you.
And hi back.
Yeah.
So you've got to get on your internet.
Yeah,
provider,
you got to get
Paul.
That fixed.
I know I do, but I figured I wasn't going to spend time calling on a Sunday. Because last Thursday it was out for a while, but then it came back and I had it fine for Friday and Saturday, and at some point today it just crapped out again and it has not come back. But yeah,
sometimes that happens. We're going to miss Seymour. I was looking forward to seeing Seymour up there. And, of course, the Bronx can't make it. Cherry, you tried so hard the other day.
I did.
I think everybody. Hey, I wonder if Mr. No Pants could make it. Well, he's
Mr.
in Canada.
No Pants should make it.
He should.
He should.
It's quite a distance, though. I mean,
and he needs to get a room fast because it's almost booked.
Well, I've got an extra bed, my room, but I smoke. So.
Well, our section's almost booked. That's all I know.
Yeah, I know. The whole section, I think, is booked, practically. Yeah, if you get, you have to call Panther or somebody. But
yeah.
I found 2 biker shirts for Harlan and for John.
Nice.
So, like, they fit in at the bar.
Yeah.
So that'll
if
be funny.
If anybody is even considering the possibility of going to Toys for Tots, if you're on the fence and you're thinking about it,
go.
Don't hesitate any longer. There are rooms in the hotel. Go to the website, get on it, because the rooms are almost gone. I think there is another hotel not far away, but to be in the hotel with everyone, the rooms are going fast, and it's such a neat event, and you will actually get to spend quality time with the reality people that are there. This is not like one of the big events where everybody, you know, goes off to the pool or goes off to gamble or whatever, and you don't really get to spend much quality time with them. Everyone is there at this event.
Yeah. Speaking from someone who's been there like twice already, my third time, you can have a lot of one-on-ones with each one of them, and even if like they're in like a little group, or say Michelle Costa's with Cowboy, you can go up to them and you'll be perfectly fine because they'll just sit there and talk to you. And that nobody really disturbs anybody.
And Cowboy is actually, you know, he's a chef, and he will be fixing our meal on Friday night. So we're going to get a meal served to us by Michael Cowboy Ellis. And
nice.
I can't wait for that.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
And he has a big announcement, I think, he's going to make Friday, right?
Right. He's making a huge announcement. He's going to make it on Friday if we have live feeds on Friday. If that router works and they can get live feeds out to the internet and everyone can see us on Friday, then he'll make the announcement on Friday. If the live feeds are not working on Friday and people aren't able to watch us on Friday night, then he will hold off until Saturday for his announcement. So it all sort of depends on the availability of the internet when he makes that announcement, because he doesn't want to leave everyone out when he makes it. So
he will be
making a huge announcement from that Toys for Tots event up there. None of us knows exactly what the announcement is, but we know that it is going to be huge. So Cowboy is going to have something big to let us in on from Toys for Tots.
And we have half of the brigade there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be crazy. And, of course, a special appearance by Krusty.
Yep, Krusty will be there.
Krusty
in his elf costume.
Yeah. And Michelle is supposed to wear a unitard. But do you have something to do with that, Jerry? Helping her find something to wear with it?
Yes, I went last night and went to a Joann's Fabrics. And let me tell you, this girl does sew. And I had to go into the largest fabric store in St. Louis. And this, it used to be a Circuit City, if that gives you any indication as to how big this place is.
Wow.
And I don't sew, so I was in, like, another world. I'm sure if somebody had filmed this ordeal, it had to be hysterical, because I didn't know a thing about what I was looking for, what I wanted, what I needed, how much I needed, or anything. And it was packed to the gills in this place. And I finally realized I needed crushed velvet. We're making a skirt for her to wear over her
camel toe
unitard, so she can be Mrs. Santa.
Yes.
And the only ones we could find at any of the costume stores were sort of
sexy,
easy. And that's not what we want for Toys for Tots.
Not with the kids.
I found a seamstress that I'm familiar with, and she is going to hand make the skirt. And
wow.
So I went and picked out the fabric last night, the trim, and I'm having it made. You know, there's just no hurdles too big to get over, and we're just going to do this. And I'm going to see who this is on the line.
All right, and I'm going to take this opportunity to correct you. It's cruddy. It's not crusty.
Area code 603, you're live on the Rad Reality Show.
Why? I didn't press
Panther. Hi, best friend.
Hi, buddy. How are you? How is everybody?
I'm still sick.
Girl, you better get over that shit.
I know. Don't judge me.
You can't make the rest of us sick, Jess.
Yeah, please don't.
I won't. Just stay in my hotel room.
No, you won't. You won't allow that.
Oh, my God. Oh, Panther, bring my laptop. We have another webcam.
Do what?
I'm bringing my laptop, so we have another webcam.
Nice. Perfect.
Just thought I'd let you know before I forget.
Well, I'm having a really hard time getting into the chat room, so I was going to listen through the phone, but I don't know what's going on. I can't get in.
That's been like that the last couple of times for you, right, Panther?
No, I was in the other night. I just fell asleep.
Oh. No, that's right. You told me. Well, I finally found my famous Santa Claus hat.
Yay.
I had to look for it, and I found my Toys for Tots motorcycle bike. It's like a sweatshirt from Chicago from 2010. So I'm going to wear that in the biker bar, so I won't, you know, I'll get along with people. So nobody will hit me.
Jody said she couldn't get in the chat at all either, so I don't know what's going on and why people are having trouble getting into the chat room. But
that's been the last couple of weeks.
I wonder what's going on.
I don't know.
Who knows? Panther, is there any room left in the inn, so to speak?
I know we had two the other day, correct, Cherry?
Correct.
Okay, I don't know if House Rodent Steven made his reservation or not, but he is coming. He was going to make it.
Who is?
Friday through.
House Rodent.
I love that guy.
Did I lose you?
No, you're still here.
Panther.
Yes.
A while back, you were fretting that you would not be able to have any video, you said, for Friday, and then it sounded like you might have problems for the other days. What's the latest on?
Oh, no. The only day I'm having an issue with is Friday.
Okay.
And we're going down tomorrow night to another dry run and see what's going on.
Okay.
I am going to rectify something. Most of everybody was told that the parade was going to be broadcast, and we've never, ever done the parade. I've done video clips of it here and there with my own camera. It just is going to be next to impossible to do.
Yeah, I don't know where that rumor started, because every time I've heard from you, the parade was never part of the...
Boom Boom Room said it last week.
Ben was saying that it was going to be...
Well, but Ben was also saying in the chat room that he was drunk, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. But it'd still be fun. I mean...
No, it's going to be fun. I just don't want to mislead people, so I'm going to, you know, make correction on that. I don't want people to be looking for something. He thinks he can do it on his smartphone. The parade is an hour. A smartphone, his battery will die in 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's pretty intensive draw on the battery to do that, I would think.
Yeah, it'll die within like 5 minutes. So please, if you don't hear it from either myself or Cowboy, don't listen to rumor.
Okay. Well, it's still going to be real fun.
And
I usually post
the parade hasn't it snowed the last 2 years at the parade and been overcast?
Last year was freezing. Oh my God,
last year was so cold. It was so bitter. I can't even say bitter cold.
Me and Alita were freezing. Like, we were, Alita and I, the were in the way back, and the rest of the group was way up front because we were freezing, so we were taking our sweet time just trying to stay warm. It was terrible.
The nights here so far have been really nice. So, I mean, not nice, but, you know, not bitter cold. So I'm hoping it holds out. But, yes, Cherry, the last 2 years it has snowed. Cowboy has been making snow angels. The year that Kevin and Lydia were here, Kevin had never seen snow, so I was kind of glad it did snow that night. That kind of made it worth it for him.
That's interesting.
I certainly hope it's not that cold this year.
Well, I'll be pushing you in a wheelchair.
Just in case, bring scarves and extra sweatshirts.
Yeah, I'll be bringing lots of warm clothes. So,
we are
winding down to the 8 minute mark, and I have no more time to extend. So, if there's anything
we'll
else
talk
we
about
need
it
to,
tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll be doing Manic Monday. Correct.
Correct.
I hope we get an address.
And just so everyone knows, Michelle will not be with us tomorrow, but I will have Dennis Luciani from Average Joe joining us tomorrow to sit in for Michelle, and we're going to see what he's been up to and talk about things he's been doing and talk about what everybody's doing for Thanksgiving And
tomorrow night on Manic Monday, I will let you know how our dry run went. We will know tomorrow night if Friday night can be done.
Great. We will also be talking about Toys for Tots again. So join us tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern for Manic Monday with Dennis Luciani from Average Joe.
Hey, maybe you can use my theme music for him then. Right,
no.
Paul? Guess it's an Average Joe.
No, whatever I come up with for you is yours and yours alone.
Oh, okay. I was looking through a movie for you.
If I was to come up with anything for Dennis, it would probably be from Dennis the Menace.
Ah, there you go. Sorry to interrupt, Cherry.
It's okay. Dennis is just one of the sweetest guys. He is so nice, and he goes to a lot of the reality events, and people who do go to the events have all met him and know him fairly well, and he is just loved by everyone. He has the sweetest personality, and he's always out there, you know, involved in charity events and giving of himself, kind of like Louie. And I just can't say enough good things about him. He has a great humor, and I'm sure he'll be a joy tomorrow. So join us and see what he has to say. He is a lot of fun. So come by on Manic Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern, and see what he has to say for Manic Monday. Anybody else before we close the show?
Not me. I'm ready to leave.
Okay.
I have to go live.
I'm not ready to leave. I have nothing to say.
Yeah. Well, then go pack.
I'm gonna go watch The Walking Dead I taped. So.
Well, since you called in, Jess, I'm going to do this one more time.
Yeah, buddy. Who's that girl? Who's that girl? It's Jess. Yeah.
I love that. Okay, I want to thank everyone for being here with us on a Sunday night. Thank you so much for joining us on the Rad Reality Show. We love our Rad Reality family. Thank you for being here and recapping the amazing race with us. Thank you, Paul, for being on here with us, even though you don't have internet. I know it's hard to not see all your friends and family out here. And I hope we'll see all of your smiling faces tomorrow for Manic Monday.
And Cherry?
Panther?
When you're done, will you please call me?
I sure will, sweetie.
Thank you.
I'm going to close out the show, as we always do, with our beloved Ron. We miss him so much. He left us such a legacy, and certainly at this time of the year, we're all going to miss him so much. It's going to be hard to get through the holidays, but I'm glad that he left us what he did, and we'll all be thinking of him through the holidays, and we'll be here Thursday to remember and give thanks for Ron. So if you'd like to join us on Thursday, drop by and remember Ron with us, please do so. That'll be Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. I'll close out the show now with Ron. Thank you all for being part of our Rad Reality Show family and for being our friend. Good night, everyone. Take care and have a great week.
Good night. Thank you, everyone. I'm signing off, too. I'm going to finish off the show with, oh, man, what am I going to finish off with tonight? I've got lots of stuff I can finish off with tonight. But you know what I'm going to finish off with tonight? I'm going to do this one. Sweet dreams.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. And if you threw a party, you invited everyone you knew. You would see the biggest gift would be for me and the car.